From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonzo reporting. Ukraine's military says 8 soldiers have been killed and 34 wounded in fighting in eastern Ukraine in the past day. It comes despite a four-nation ceasefire deal reached on Thursday, but not yet in effect. Military officials say the fighting was particularly intense around Debaltse, which is a key transport hub that has been hotly contested in recent days. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France signed the deal in the Belarusian capital of Minsk after 16 hours of grueling talks. The leaders announced a pullback of forces near the Russian border, an exchange of prisoners, and a ceasefire set to begin on Sunday. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised the efforts of the four leaders to end the pro-Russia uprising in eastern Ukraine. Police in Pakistan say militants attacked a Shiite mosque in northwestern Pakistan Friday, killing at least 19 people and wounding 60 others. Explosions and gunfire were heard during the attack on the mosque in Peshawar. That's where worshippers had gathered for evening prayers. The attack on the mosque is the latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. Meanwhile, the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Boko Haram militants from Nigeria have killed at least 5 people during an early morning attack in Chad, according to security officials. The officials said Friday that the militants attacked the village on the shores of Lake Chad, but were eventually repelled by Chad's army. It's the first time Boko Haram has carried out an attack in Chad. It has joined a regional offensive against the Islamic militant group. You're listening to the latest news on VOA News. 4 people were killed Friday morning in a train accident in southern India. At least 60 people were injured when 4 of the Bangalore-Ilulukkam intercity express coaches went off the rails near Anekal. This official at the scene gave more details about what his team found.
Total seriously injured people are 17. Total deaths are 10 as far as reported. There are some minor injuries. All dead bodies have been shifted. All injured have been sent to the various hospitals.
Meanwhile, the cause of the derailment was not immediately clear. Greece and its international creditors plan to meet Friday to launch technical discussions on the country's demand to cut its massive debt and ease the austerity measures that lenders imposed on Athens. The Dutch finance minister has said that the meeting is designed to find common ground between Greece's goal to end what it sees as crippling austerity and Europe's adamant stance against changing the terms on more than $300 billion in loans to Athens. This is Greece's Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras. He attended his first European Union summit in Brussels on Thursday. He reached agreement for Greek officials to meet representatives of the Eurozone, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Greece wants its creditors to give it a bridge loan for several months. Cameroon is sending more troops to reinforce security at the border village of Mabas after Boko Haram militants kidnapped another 11 people. Scores more have been taken or killed in the last 3 weeks. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports.
Soldiers in the Cameroon military sing as they leave for the village of Mabas on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. It is in the village that suspected Boko Haram insurgents have killed scores of people, slitting throats and shooting victims within the past 3 weeks. Yerima Buba, who is a resident of Mabas, told VOA in a telephone interview the attackers struck again Thursday night, stole cattle, burned a local church and a mosque, and kidnapped 11 people. He says 7 of the kidnapped people were young girls and 4 were elderly women. Moki Edwin Kinzika, Yaoundé.
U.S. President Barack Obama plans to sign an executive order Friday aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share more information about cybersecurity threats with the government and each other. Mr. Obama will sign the order at a White House conference on cybersecurity and consumer protection at Stanford University in California. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.